Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Deacon Bob on Sunday, April 8th, 2018, the second Sunday of Easter and Divine Mercy Sunday. Now here is Deacon Bob.
As Father has indicated, today, this weekend, we celebrate the Divine Mercy of God our Father. I'd like to tell a story. And many of you have heard this story before, and I'm going to tell it again in case you missed anything the last time you heard it. And the story begins in 1905 in a small town of Glokowiec, Poland. And the girl's name that I want to talk about is Helena Kowalska. Helena was the third of 10 children, and her family was very poor, as most of the families at the time. She had to leave school at the age of 15 to find work to help support the family. Even though she had to work to help support her family, she was considering a vocation to religious life. Since the age of 7, she had heard the call to holiness deep in her soul. God was calling her at the very young age to enter the convent. But by the time she was 18, she was convinced of the vocation. Of course, there was a problem. Her parents refused to support her because she was their favorite daughter and they didn't want to lose her. Because she was an obedient daughter, she tried to forget God's call by trying to stifle her conscience with worldly things, doing other things. But God had different plans for Helena. He would not permit her not to follow his calling. One night, Helena and her sister were at a dance. Jesus suddenly appeared to her, covered with wounds. Looking very sad, he said to her, "How long will I put up with you? How long will you keep putting me off?" Once more, Jesus spoke to her in her soul. "Go to Warsaw, and there you are to enter the convent." This was not easy at this time, it seemed. After many refusals, the convent of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy accepted her. But coming from a poor family, She did not have the money for a dowry to help pay for her habit and incidentals. So Helena went to work as a servant girl until she earned and saved enough money to enter the convent. Several years later, at the age of 21, Helena became a novice and was given the name Sister Mary Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament. 5 years later, Jesus appeared to Faustina as God of divine mercy, wearing a white garment, and from his heart there were two rays. Father mentioned them this morning in his opening, one red and one other pale. The pale stood for the water which makes souls righteous, and the red rays stood for the blood which is the life of the soul. Jesus requested that Faustina have his image painted just as she saw him. Can you imagine her superiors reacting when she made this request based on a vision she received from Jesus our Savior? They must have thought she was nuts. Because of her vision, life in the convent became very difficult for Sister Faustina. The other sisters in the convent often ridiculed her and openly laughed at her, saying that she was deceived and did not really see Christ. Since in their eyes she was only a poorly educated peasant class nun of the second choir. The second choir meant poor, less educated families that did humble household chores. The first choir did the more important things. These distinctions have been eliminated from all orders of religious life. For some reason, her spiritual director was changed. Father Michael Sopako became her new spiritual director. God really works in mysterious ways. Father Michael helped her to put together and bring the devotion to the mercy of God. He also encouraged her to write a diary of the graces she received. And her diary was later published under the title, Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. Father Michael also assisted in having the Divine Mercy image painted. He used his own money to have copies of the image printed, together with having the Chaplet of Divine Mercy printed on leaflets for distribution. As mentioned before, throughout her life, St. Faustina faced a lot of adversary because there were those who did not believe her, including those who were jealous of her, along with her superiors who suppressed her. It was through the intervention of Karol Wojtyla, the Archbishop of Krakow, Poland, and the future John Paul II, that the diaries of St. Faustina were launched. Pope John Paul II canonized her on April 30th, 2000. Today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we join with our Holy Father Francis and our Bishop Daniel Thomas in celebrating the Feast of Divine Mercy. I would like to take the diary entry 699, and this is our Lord talking to St. Faustina, and I would like to read this to you. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, and especially for the poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon souls who approach the font of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishments. And on that day, the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. This is the day we celebrate the richness, participation, and application of God's mercy for us. This is the day we cry out with St. Thomas, my Lord and my God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And this is the day that Jesus, the Lamb of God, has taken our sins to the cross. And now we are cleansed in the blood of Jesus. This is the day of the covenant on the eighth day of resurrection, the octave day. We celebrate God's solemn commitment, his covenant of merciful love. And today, we will ratify the covenant of mercy by receiving the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And this is the day we celebrate God's mercy. His mercy is infinite. His mercy is greater than sin, than evil, than suffering, than death. In his mercy, we have victory, salvation, and eternal life. Finally, our Lord Jesus said to St. Faustina, the image I described to you, I desire this image to be venerated throughout the world. I want this image to be blessed on the first Sunday after Easter, the octave day of the resurrection. That Sunday is to be the Feast of Mercy. So today we celebrate the divine mercy of God, our Father. And we are to remember this message through the ABCs. A, ask for mercy. B, be merciful to others. And C, completely trust in our Lord Jesus. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:00, Father Eric will lead the Divine Mercy Chaplet here at St. Jerome's. If possible, you should try to attend. Think about it, and may God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Make sure to tune back each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.